You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And in the WISS studios, it's producer Todd and New Wisco Weekend News Bureau Chief Lisa. I messed it up. It's okay. I'll never get it right. New Wisco News Bureau Chief. Oh, you got it wrong,
I got it wrong.
Don't even start with
okay.
me. All right.
But I'm also the New Wisco Weekend host.
That's correct.
So
yeah.
That's where that
she's
came
the,
from.
We'll put it this way. She's the queen of New Wisco.
Oh, there's my new title.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding,
okay,
ding.
I love it.
So on Valley Focus today, we are joined by two wonderful people who have done a lot of great work in Winnebago County. Jennifer Skalaski, who is the project manager of the overdose fatality review team. Got that right. And then Maddie Brager, who's the community health strategist with Winnebago County Public Health. Y'all, thank you so much for joining us today. We're very appreciative for you coming in. Now, the question I have to ask you guys is, how did it happen? Winnebago County has had a reduction of, 49%? Is that what I saw?
Yep.
In overdose fatalities from 2023 to 2024. That is amazing.
And we need to celebrate that, right? I mean,
yes,
we do. There's more work to be done, but we have to celebrate that.
Definitely. Definitely. We talk with our partners all the time. So with the Winnebago County Overdose Fatality Review, which is a mouthful, just like your title, we call it the OFR, keeping it short. We have 49 partners representing 35 agencies from a multidisciplinary team of law enforcement, public health, healthcare, city, county services, education, faith communities, people with lived experience, fire, police, everything. And we all come together to review these cases, and it's every one of those beings and every one of those sectors working together to help with this decrease. So we definitely celebrate that, but as you said, so much work to be done. I think when we say the answer, it'll still take us time to figure out the answer, but we know some things that work. You know, one thing is the increased access to treatment, that people are getting the help that they need. We know that the availability of naloxone, or the overdose reversing drug naloxone, has, you know, been much more available in our community. And I know Maddie will talk lots about that. It's the access to peers. So talking to people who've been through it so they can hold hands with people and help navigate the system. But I think it's also meeting people where they're at. You know, there's a whole spectrum of prevention to intervention to people in recovery. And so many of our partners are doing work in all those different areas so that together we can try and solve this problem.
The biggest problem when it comes to overdoses in the community, is that coming from fentanyl?
Fentanyl is one of our primary causes listed in one of our substances, and I know Jennifer can pull up the specific numbers as well. We know fentanyl has an impact on everybody, and it is heavily in our community. And so really trying to encourage naloxone, Narcan, and increasing the use of fentanyl test strips is a huge strategy from public health that we try to use to prevent that.
And you mentioned the naloxone and the Narcan. That's what it's the brand name of
Correct.
It is Narcan. And that's now available so many places. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge help in helping to reduce some of these overdose fatalities, because just a little bit too much fentanyl and you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. We like to use the cookie model or example that, like, when you have a chocolate chip cookie, that you have one bite, you might not get a chocolate chip, but the next bite you might. And so looking at that the same way as fentanyl, we always make the joke that when substances are created, probably somebody's not wiping off the desk and making it super clean, but you never know. So fentanyl can be in a lot of different things, and equipping yourself to have the tools necessary, the prevention tools, is super important.
I just want to say that I'm the guy that always ends up with the cookies that don't have any chocolate chips in them, so especially if Lisa's cooking them. I wanted to ask a little bit. Sometimes there's this thought process in the community. Well, now that there's Narcan out there, all these people are just going out and having all the fun they want to have. Do you guys hear that response at all from the community?
I always tell people it's not a fun experience to be overdosing, and somebody does not want that to happen.
Right.
In providing Narcan out in the community, this is a life-saving tool. And by having Narcan, this is going to prevent deaths. And with that, increasing Narcan saturation in a variety of different sectors. So whether that's our law enforcement partners with our public health vending machines or other resources, getting that into the hands of the people that need it most is the most vital thing.
Can I just add one other thing I think with that is, so the importance of naloxone or Narcan in our community, but we've been reviewing cases for 7 years. Most people die alone.
Yep.
So Narcan doesn't work if you're using alone, right. Which I know, you know, public health does a great job of advocating never use alone. But I think also, you know, you talk about the answers, it's connection to community and having people checking in on one another and making sure that we're not isolated, because we know that the people who have died in the past and the people who are struggling are completely alone and isolated. So I think, you know, one thing that our community can continue to do is connect with one another, whether it's resources or, you know, like I said, peers checking in on one another, but just making sure that we have that connection as a community, that's a huge way that we solve this problem.
I wanted to ask you, how many overdose fatalities did we have in 2024? Do you know?
So that's the 24. So we had 24 people die from fatal overdoses in Winnebago County. That number is obviously larger throughout the state and throughout the nation. Nationally, we've seen a decrease in overdose deaths. But I also say that 24 doesn't touch all the people who have non-fatal overdoses, which is why naloxone is so important, is meeting people who might have a non-fatal overdose and might be using drugs the next day or might find recovery or might be in treatment. We have to meet people where they're at so that we can have a successful community of people that are not struggling.
If somebody needed information on where to get naloxone or how to get treatment or even, you know, just information about overdoses in general, to whom would they contact?
We promote the We Heart You app. It lists all the local substance use treatment and recovery resources in Winnebago County, Outagamie, and Calumet County. It shows you where you can get naloxone and how to connect with a peer.
What's the app again?
We Heart You.
Spelled out? Is that what you search for?
Yep. W-E-H-E-A-R-T. Y-O-U.
We have just touched the very tip top of the surface on this. We're going to have you guys back, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. She's nodding. Her head. Okay, then it must be.
It will happen.
Jennifer and Maddie, thank you for joining us today on Valley Focus.
Thanks for having us.
They're coming back.
They're going to schedule it. I'm going to schedule it.
We're going to focus in on this more in the Valley. We're going to get back to Mino and the mayor in just a bit. This is Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.